As far as first editions go, Emory University has one currently on display that rivals most. It's a copy of the first folio of the plays of William Shakespeare. The book is on view at the Michael C. Carlos Museum, and producer Mike Johns paid them a visit to get a closer look.
A copy of Shakespeare's first folio is under glass in a small podium in the center of a room in Emory's Carlos Museum. And with all the romanticism and mythos that the name William Shakespeare can conjure up, it may be a little sobering to see that it is a book. But this one book is responsible for an almost unfathomable portion of Western literature.
There are about half of Shakespeare's plays that would not now currently exist if they hadn't been published in the first folio. That was the first time they were published.
This is Sheila Cavanaugh,
professor of English at Emory and director of the World Shakespeare Project.
The first folio was printed in 1623, just 7 years after Shakespeare's death. It contains 36 plays, 18 of them printed for the very first time.
Which is really pretty extraordinary. If you think Tempest and Twelfth Night and Shrew and Comedy of Errors, As You Like It, Antony and Cleopatra, those are some pretty heavy hitter plays.
Yeah, the world would be a completely different place. Like, yeah,
yes.
if not for that book right there.
That's absolutely correct.
Now, that may seem like hyperbole on my part, but consider for a second that among those plays that we wouldn't have in the world without the first folio is Julius Caesar. The world of ideas and references and phrases that we have today because of this play is enormous. Beware the Ides of March and A Tu Brute is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, so it's a really old book with some admittedly great plays in it. But beyond that, its very existence is kind of extraordinary.
The idea of having folios at all was a pretty new idea.
This is Rosemary McGee.
I'm director of the Stuart A. Rose Manuscript Archives and Rare Book Library here at Emory.
And as we mentioned, the folio was assembled just after Shakespeare's death by John Hemmings and Henry Condell, who were both actors in The King's Men, the theater company that Shakespeare wrote for.
So they knew him personally, and they knew his plays.
Hemmings and Condell, who worked with him, knew him, wanted specifically to collect his plays and make them available in print.
Now, at that time, Sheila Cavanaugh explains, Shakespeare made his money for writing his plays, not publishing and selling them. The playwright Ben Jonson had just published a folio of his collected plays, and he was actually mocked for considering plays to be high art worthy of publication. In an age now when we can get basically anything into print, it's kind of hard to imagine a time when this was a new idea that audiences had to get used to. Before the first folio, a number of Shakespeare's individual plays were available in print, but a lot of those printings were bootlegs, pirated copies. So, you know, some ideas never get old. Plagiarized from actors' scripts or, no kidding, reconstructed from memory by someone who had seen the play. Hemmings and Condell, however,
because of they were part of the theater company would have had some of the texts.
Maybe handwritten or
exactly,
hastily printed,
yes.
like sides, basically, scripts.
Exactly. And so that's why they had access to, again, half of the plays that had not otherwise been published. So they saw the future and helped create the future.
And the future went through a number of additions and revisions. The copy of the first folio on display is on loan from the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. It's part of their celebration of the 400th anniversary of the playwright's death. A unique aspect of Emory's exhibit, however, is that they also have the second, third, and fourth folios on display as well. Most are on loan from other collections, but the fourth comes from Emory's Marble Library. This exhibit may be the only instance in the States where you can currently see the first four folios in the same place. In addition, the university has a lot of programming this year and next, with theatrical performances, lectures, and films, which tie into the anniversary. That's a lot of activity springing from four leather-bound volumes in a quiet museum gallery.
I mean, obviously, Shakespeare was a playwright. His works were meant to be performed and spoken out loud. So what can we get, what can we derive from his from these collections of his works on the page?
When you see a play performed, it's always an adaptation to some degree. And most of the time, it's going to be cut. Most of the time, it'll have the spin that the director and the actors bring to it. But if you are producing a Shakespeare play, you have to make decisions. So, for example, if you're doing Hamlet and you've got solid flesh or sullied flesh, you need to decide which is it going to be. If you're doing textual work, you don't. You can have the ambiguities can be there. Working from the text, you can see the range of possibilities that are included in the text, and each performance gives its own answer to some of those questions. But the text and the page and the stage, as they often say, work together in conversation.
What is it that that visitors to the Carlos can learn from these folios on display that maybe they wouldn't get from, you know, a contemporary edition of the complete works of William Shakespeare?
So maybe that's what they can learn?
And here, Rosemary McGee gestures to a line of text on the wall above the display case.
What's past is prologue from The Tempest, so that the things that came before us are continue to have a deep influence on our lives and also the way that we see the world. And those things were essentially established hundreds of years ago. It's not just a book that's sitting here all by itself. It's a book that is more like a tree in a way, and it has a kind of far-reaching qualities.
So for any student of the branches of Western culture, Shakespeare's folios at the Carlos represent some very important and still vital seeds. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
Shakespeare's first folio, as well as his second through fourth, are on exhibit at the Michael C. Carlos Museum of Emory University through December 11th. Still ahead, free books to help children learn to read. And up next, opera singer Jamie Barton on Going Solo. Do stay with us. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
While the juggler's act is danced upon the crown that you once wore.